Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And today we continue the preparation for Pentecost. I really want you to stop this week every day and think, the Holy Spirit desires to live in me more deeply. Let all the graces of the sacraments of baptism and confirmation and Eucharist come alive. Really, may they be real, not words on a page, not pious conversation, but real. That's what God has for you. So as we go through this week, I encourage you, open your heart, prepare, seek God. Ask him that you may hunger and thirst for him, because he has so much more of himself to give you in this life, here. But he never forces it on us, so he waits for us. May the programs this week be a grace to help you to turn to him and say, Lord, without you I perish. I need all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I want you, Holy Spirit, to take up residence in me more fully. He is there by baptism. He is there by confirmation. But it can so be marred by sin that, in a certain way, God becomes disfigured in us. We want to be in a place where I know who I am and I know where I'm going. And every time I fall, I get up very quickly. I repent of my sin. I clearly say who I am again. I want you to live out of your dignity. I want you to live as a person who's going to live forever. You're destined for eternity if you follow him. Please don't sell the treasure. That is, sell it by choosing other things over God. There's nothing parallel to God's gifts, absolutely nothing. Everything pales into insignificance beside the gifts of God. So open your heart. Say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome in my life. Lead me today. The first reading, again from the Acts of the Apostles, this time chapter 20, verses 17 to 27. From Miletus, Paul had the presbyters of the church at Ephesus summoned. When they came to him, he addressed them. You know how I lived among you the whole time from the day I first came to the province of Asia. I served the Lord with all humility and with the tears and trials that came to me because of the plots of the Jews, and I did not at all shrink from telling you what was for your benefit, or from teaching you in public or in your homes. I earnestly bore witness for both Jews and Greeks to repentance before God and to faith in our Lord Jesus. But now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. What will happen to me there, I do not know, except that in one city after another, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that imprisonment and hardships await me. God is being merciful to Paul. He's letting Paul know that very significant difficulties are ahead if the gospel is to be rooted firmly in this time, that particular time period in history. Is the Holy Spirit going to be rooted very firmly? And am I willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to help that to happen? I think we need to start really looking at ourselves and asking God for more grace and courage to say, Lord, use me. Whatever the cost, use me. It's a dangerous prayer. It's a hard prayer. Sometimes I get it out between clenched teeth. But God always blesses it. Because I know that's my greatest safety and my greatest security is to be in the center of the will of God. And it is the will of God that you know his Holy Spirit in you, leading you, guiding you, inspiring you, challenging you, convicting you, consoling you. It's all of that that God wants to be for us. Will you let the Holy Spirit have his rightful place in your heart? Paul says, I consider life of no importance to me if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. You too have been given the Holy Spirit. Do you consider this earthly life unimportant? Not in the sense that there aren't many very important things that happen in life that actually lead us or retard us in our pathway to heaven. But are you at a place where you could really say, my life is of no importance to me. I only want to do God's will. That's why I'm here. That's what Paul said. Can you say that? I consider life of no importance to me. If only I finish my course in the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus. Paul goes on, but now I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. Brothers and sisters, if there are friends in our lives, relatives, co-workers that do not know Christ, it is incumbent upon you as a Christian to do whatever you can to help. And remember, that doesn't mean forcing somebody to sit down and trying to shove the gospel down their throat. It doesn't mean that. It means kindness. It means praying for them. It means a willingness to sacrifice for them, to build a relationship where in that mutuality you are able to say, you know, the most important thing in my life is my relationship with God. And I would hope that you could have the same. And then periodically share. If they reject it, just step back, but keep praying. Because oftentimes that particular seed dies, but something happened in the soil. The soil became more curious or more open. And so later you say the same words again, and this time they are received. We have to be bold and courageous, not overpowering, but bold and courageous in being willing to say what we believe we need to say. God will lead you. Test it out with other people first. I've seen a lot of mistakes when people say, well, God told me to tell you this, when in actuality it's your desire. It's what you want to say. So we need to test things out. But brothers and sisters, God does want us in a place where with Paul we can say, I consider my life of no account. If only I finish the course and the ministry that I receive from the Lord Jesus to bear witness to the gospel of God's grace. But now I know that none of you to whom I preach the kingdom during my travels will ever see my face again. And so I solemnly declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from proclaiming to you the entire plan of God. Could your friends say that about you? Oh, you've always told me what you believe to be the truth. You've always told me about God. You've always shown me his work. Could people say that about you? He wants to be able to say that about you. God wants to hear that about you from his sons and daughters. How are you living your life? Are you at the center of your life, or is God at the center of your life? Anyone but God will lead you astray in terms of the centrality of your life, putting your roots down, basing your life on being a Christian, being a Catholic, and then let the fruit be born. So pray for it this week. Lord, I want to open my heart more. I want to sacrifice my life more. I want to follow you. I want to do what you want me to do. But I'm still scared, Lord. You can say that. Help me. Strengthen me. Teach me. Guide me. Show me. Help me. And he will. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. That's what we want, is to be able to hear the beauty of God's voice all over the earth, everywhere. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son so that your Son may glorify you, just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Now glorify me, Father, with you, with the glory that I had with you before the world began. Restore me, Lord. Uphold me. Pour out upon me your glory." Every single one of you, understanding that we need to repent of sin, understanding that we need to turn back again and again and yet again to God, as long as you understand that and you're really seeking him, then, Father, let me live with you. Let me live with you so that by your Holy Spirit, guide me and direct me so that when people hear me, in a certain sense, they hear you. Because you're depending on the Holy Spirit. You're not trying to, this is not a man-made speech. It's not a man-made ministry. It's God's. Jesus goes on to pray, "I revealed your name to those whom you gave me out of the world. They belonged to you, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you gave me is from you, because the words you gave to me, I have given to them. And they accepted them and truly understood that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me." Are you safely in God's hands? Ask God to move you till you're safe in his hands. As you obey him and obey his word and follow him, you will be safer and safer and safer. "I do not pray for the world, but for the ones you have given me, because they are yours, and everything of mine is yours, and everything of yours is mine. And I have been glorified in them, and now I will no longer be in the world, but they are in the world, while I am coming to you." You know, brothers and sisters, I often think we really don't grasp how much of the world we've imbibed and how much of the world we've identified with. And they may be things that in some ways are neutral or some ways that are not significant and it doesn't cause much damage. But the more we play around the edges, the more, it's very seductive, the more we can get drawn right into the values of the world, the things 10 years ago you would have said no to, you say, well, maybe now. And a year from now, you say yes. Where are those areas in your life where you're compromising, where you're trying, as I've often used the example, keeping your foot in two camps? You can't do it. God loves you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.